Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Friday Ellis. Election Day is coming up soon on July the 11th, and we feel it's important to talk to all of our candidates again before it gets here. Friday, thanks for being with us on Lanyap.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Corey, for having us on and giving this platform to reach the voters as a candidate. You know, you look at the voter rolls and you look at your population, you see the 47-something thousand people who live here, and that's a lot of walking and door knocking and people trying to reach. So we appreciate what you all do at KDM for the community, and I appreciate you giving us this opportunity to reach the voters.
Well, thank you for being here. First, you know, a lot of people, you have to think back a few months. We were going to have an election. It got interrupted by the coronavirus. And yes. And tell me a little bit about what's been happening since we got together at the KEDM Mayor's Forum.
Man, what hasn't been happening? Look, we've had coronavirus. We've had a tornado, right?
Oh, I know about that one.
Yes, you do, as a matter of fact, you know, and when we get off, I'll ask you about how you're recovering. But, you know, and then we now have found out we're not moving into phase three in this. And so it's been interesting. You know, it really has been challenging as far as, you know, how this has affected our community and with lost and loved ones that, you know, that have been lost to this terrible disease. And then you have businesses who are feeling the strain of this virus and that are probably not going to, most likely not going to open their doors again, you know, and that leads the door open to lack of opportunity here for them to be gainfully employed. And then as far as the campaign goes, you know, it really stretches this out and it's really, you know, you still got to be father, you still got to be business owner, you still got to be, you know, everything you can be and run the campaign at the same time. So, yeah, we're trying to manage through it right now, but it's good. It's good to get out and meet people. But yeah, this coronavirus threw everybody for a loop.
I want to ask you a little bit about your background. Some people may not know you. What in your background makes you think that you're a good candidate for mayor?
Yeah, well, you know, I always tell people, you know, I think a small business owner is what qualifies me because we, you know, have a direct line to the community. I tell people all the time, I said, I'm looking forward to actually having a marketing department. I'm actually looking forward to having an accounting department. I'm looking forward to having this team atmosphere because as small business owners, we understand what it means to adapt. We understand what it means, the work ethic it takes to own and operate a business. I mean, look, cigars, I market to 6% of this total population. So you have to be, that's a thin market to go after, and you have to be excellent at what you do. I think my service in the Marine Corps sets me up for people to understand that, you know, I'm somebody who has given my life to service. I've worked for the city's engineering department as a construction inspector. So I've worked for the city. I've worked on some large major infrastructure programs, one being the airport, the other being, you know, sewer rehabilitation programs. So I've seen some critical gaps. I've been in neighborhoods. I've talked with residents, you know, and I have some insight that, you know, the average person doesn't have. I've worked really hard for the last few years and trying to reach out to other municipalities and sit down with their economic development arms to talk to them about, you know, how they're marketing their areas, to learn a little bit more about economic development. And I really just spent my time trying to understand that and to prepare myself for the job to come. But overall, I can tell you this, I love this community. Our witness in this community is that of those who care about our community. I work with small business owners each day on how to pursue their passions. I want my children to grow up here and provide them a great quality of life and opportunity as well. And those are the things I feel that I'm qualified for this job. And I'm passionate about what I do. And I'm passionate about seeing this community succeed.
I'm on the phone with Friday Ellis, who's a candidate for mayor of Monroe. Friday, the city has, over the years, had some issues that it needs to face. And I wanted to ask you, what are the big issues that you see as a resident here in the city?
Well, number one, as I go and knock through doors in the city and listen to our residents, for the number one thing people are asking for are to get the basics correctly. You know, when we hear about flooding and how it affects our citizens, that has always and persistently been a issue with the city of Monroe, with our residents and trying to tackle that. We also hear about crime. Crime also affects our economic development here in the city. And we've had some serious challenges too, recruiting quality talent to Monroe. My biggest thing is look at CenturyLink. For years, we've had a tough time recruiting quality, you know, senior level engineers here. And, you know, I think about, well, why is that? Well, I think about what is the trailing spouse going to do when they hear that they're moving from Denver to Monroe? They're going to Google our area, right? And they're going to start looking at our schools. They're going to start looking at our crime rate. They're going to start looking at what kind of quality of life can we provide. And, you know, that's tough to overcome. So how do we do this and how do we overcome these things? Well, we can start by, number one, we have to change the overall perception of Monroe. We have to be able to do that through, you know, we have to market who we are and how we live, and we have to spend more time focusing on the positives here in our area. We have to work with our 2-year and 4-year institutions to be able to provide a quality workforce that attracts those job producers here in our area. As far as flooding goes, look, I think in my opinion, it's a priority issue. I don't believe we should be spending money on projects like an arena whenever we have critical infrastructure needs here. Look, as my time in engineering, Calypso, Kent Street, and Georgia Street pump stations were a problem. And 17 years later, we're still talking about trying to get the capital outlay we need to fix these issues. So I believe it's really prioritizing our felt needs in this community, taking a beachhead approach on how we attack each of these issues. And lastly, I'll leave you with this. You know, we are and I also hear that we're a divided community. I believe we have to have someone in office who is continually working on relationships and how to build relationships. How do we reach across the aisle of whatever what we see that divides us and bringing people together over commonalities? Because that's where it's going to start, is with the relationships, right? We start by building on our commonalities. And once we build the relationship, we can really start unpacking the tough things that we need to talk about as far as how do we grow together as one city. And, those are the things that I've seen, not only as a small business owner. Those are the things that I'm hearing from our residents, because here's the deal. It's a collective effort to move us forward, and you got to listen before you lead. And those are the things I'm hearing, and those are the things I want to work on, and those are the things I want to prioritize.
That's Friday Ellis. To find out more about what's on your ballot, visit kedm.org.